With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A former U.S. soldier suspected of killing four people remains at large.
Officials in Montana are warning the public to be on the lookout for 45-year-old military vet Michael Paul Brown, suspected of killing four people at the Owl Bar in Anaconda Friday morning, escaping the small town in a stolen vehicle containing clothes and camping gear. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson.
By all indications, this is an unstable individual who walked in and murdered four people in cold blood for no reason whatsoever. So there absolutely is concern for the public. Again, I'm going to stress, we believe this is an armed and extremely dangerous individual.
Family members confirm Brown struggled with mental illness for years. Authorities are considering all possible options for his whereabouts and offering a reward. I'm Julie Walker.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says it's simply not true that Israel is creating a famine in Gaza.
I think that we'd be able to show that the starving children they've shown on in various media forums are children who are suffering from serious diseases, who they put up in front of the camera and say they're suffering, they're starving.
Oren tells the Salem Radio Network Hamas has run a successful disinformation campaign to convince Western nations Israel has been failing to allow necessary food shipments into Gaza. Ukraine's anti-corruption agencies say they uncovered a major bribery scheme involving inflated military procurement contracts just 2 days after lawmakers restored the agency's independence following a public outcry. They said a lawmaker, local officials, and National Guard members took kickbacks worth up to 30% on overpriced contracts. This is SRN News. The Federal Trade Commission wants your help.
The agency is investigating allegations that providers of sex change operations for children broke the law by failing to warn their customers about the risks. And so the FTC is soliciting input from the public. Anyone who has a story about a sex change operation they regret can log into FTC.gov and answer some questions. President Trump has vowed to limit the LGBT agenda wherever he can and roll back the promotion of transgenderism in the government and elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal groups are suing the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, claiming it unlawfully refused to enforce federal workplace protections for transgender workers. Led by Acting Chair Andrea Lucas, the federal agency charged with enforcing laws against workplace discrimination moved swiftly to comply with President Trump's executive order to get the government out of transgenderism. SRN News. A new poll finds opinions on racial discrimination in America have changed in the past 4 years. We hear more on this story from correspondent Jennifer King reporting from Washington.
45%, or less than half of Americans, think black people face high levels of discrimination in the U.S. That's a substantial decline from 60% 4 years ago when many companies were launching efforts to promote diversity. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The current poll found 32% of U.S. adults say Asians face a lot of racial discrimination. That's down from 45% in 2021. That 2021 poll was conducted not long after the first police officer was found guilty in the death of George Floyd and the killings of 8 people, including 6 Asians, at spas in Atlanta. Jennifer King, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.